BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. A prisoner exchange has been taking place in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russia rebels and the Ukrainian army. The swap was part of a ceasefire deal agreed last week between the Ukrainian and Russian leaders, which has reduced but not ended the fighting in eastern Ukraine. David Stern reports from Kiev.
The prisoner swap was the first step to be successfully carried out under the terms of the Minsk peace deal. However, the agreement called for a full prisoner exchange. Each side reportedly still holds a number of the other side's fighters. Nonetheless, this was the first positive news to come out of eastern Ukraine after a planned ceasefire failed to take hold and a withdrawal of heavy artillery was delayed.
The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, has described a deal with the Eurozone to extend international loans to Greece as an important negotiating success. He's been meeting government ministers in Athens to discuss a list of reform proposals that have to be submitted to Eurozone countries by Monday for them to approve. Mark Lowen reports from Athens.
The deal reached extends Greece's loan for 4 months. The government has agreed not to take unilateral actions that could threaten stability, and it will accept supervision from its creditors, which it had fought against. But Athens does get a say in what measures it will take, and might be allowed to spend a little to help the poorest. But there are already grumbles from supporters that Mr. Tsipras was elected on promises to reverse austerity and end the bailout, and is now rowing back too far. The hard left of his party may rebel, but the Prime Minister may gain the support of centrists instead, who believe he's taken a pragmatic path to keep Greece in the euro.
The Nigerian army says it's recaptured the northeastern town of Baga, where hundreds of people were killed last month in one of the deadliest ever attacks by the Islamist group Boko Haram. The military said many jihadists had drowned in nearby Lake Chad as they fled aerial bombardments. More than 50 Italian MPs have urged the upper house of the British Parliament not to approve the creation of embryos using genetic material from three people, saying it could have unforeseeable consequences. The procedure, known as mitochondrial transfer, is designed to prevent inherited diseases being passed on to the child. Robert Pickett reports.
The UK is on course to become the first country in the world to allow mitochondrial transfer, under which the nucleus is removed from the egg of an affected woman or from a cell in an embryo and transferred to the egg of a donor or an embryo with healthy mitochondria. The procedure is controversial, partly because it's the first in which the genetic material would be passed down to all future generations. The Italian MPs claim that most scientists viewed the procedure as unduly hazardous has been rejected by the medical research charity The Wellcome Trust.
This is the World News from the BBC. Yemen's ousted president, Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, says all measures taken by the Houthi militia that overran the capital Sana'a last year and seized power are illegitimate. In his first statement since arriving in the southern city of Aden after escaping house arrest in Sana'a, Mr. Hadi urged the international community to defend the political process. More than 1,000 people, many of them Muslims, have formed a symbolic ring around a synagogue in Norway to demonstrate their solidarity following a series of attacks on the Jewish community in Europe. The event comes a week after shootings in Denmark by an Islamist militant in which a Jewish man was killed. Malcolm Brabant reports.
Warm applause erupted as young Muslim women in headscarves formed up outside the picturesque old synagogue and held hands in what the Norwegians called a Freden's ring, a peace circle to protect Jews wearing the yarmulke or skullcap. The organisers had only expected a few dozen Muslims to appear, but they came in their hundreds.
And there is still hope for humanity, for peace and love across religious differences and background.
Allahu Akbar!
The entreaty, normally heard in mosques, came from the rabbi, Michael Melchior. He told the crowd, Allah is great, our mutual God is everywhere in the world, but most of all he is where people build bridges and create circles.
Dismayed cricket fans in Pakistan have reached an unusual way to their team's crushing defeat to the West Indies in the Cricket World Cup. Taking to the streets in the central city of Multan, some of them smashed up their television sets and beat the devices with sticks, while others held a mock funeral for Pakistani cricket. Fans said the team, who lost their first 4 wickets for just 1 run in Friday's match, had broken their hearts. They said they should bury cricket and turn instead to hockey and football. And that is the latest BBC News.